This seems a very strange way to protest brutality. It's no great secret that modern liturgies generally leave me cold. It's not just that the language is usually undistinguished, the product of a committee, but they're often deficient doctrinally and theologically. Not so long ago, for example, I heard an elderly nun read one of those modern general confessions. In it, she admitted on behalf of all present to a lengthy list of politically incorrect behaviour, including polluting the environment and oppressing Native Americans. While I cannot pretend to see into the lady's heart, I am sure that she personally had never so much as tossed a candy wrapper out of an automobile window, much less oppressed anyone. Quite to the contrary, in fact. Her religious order runs missions that serve indigenous peoples both here and elsewhere in the Americas. What's more, I seriously doubt that anyone else in the sanctuary, while sinners all, were guilty of the offences against political chic that she had confessed, not even my politically incorrect self. The nun, I suspect, persuaded herself that her profession of collective guilt was an act of humility. Maybe so, but it was very far from harmless. Phony confessions of this sort utterly undermine the entire purpose of confession. It is indeed a sin to confess to sins that one has not committed. Far from a personal admission of sin, such phony confessions are generally intended to point an accusing finger at others who disagree politically with the views adopted by today's highly politicized mainline churches. Confessions like this are more accurately described as virtue signaling. They are intended to demonstrate that the participants are on the right side of political and social history. They are particularly dangerous from a spiritual perspective because they distract the people from making them from the sins they actually need to confess. Furthermore, they engender in the participants a sinful sense of pride in undeserved personal virtue. All of this was brought to mind by news that a number of local churches are throwing their support behind Black Lives Matter. Not only are they organising demonstrations in support of BLM's goals, they are supporting the organisation financially. My objection is that the aims and ideology of Black Lives Matter are utterly incompatible with the gospel of Jesus Christ. BLM is, in fact, a Marxist organisation, and its ultimate goal is no less than the overthrow of the Constitution of the United States of America. Not only that, a fundamental precept of Marxism is its implacable opposition to Christianity, evidenced by the BLM's advocacy of the use of brute force against those who oppose it. BLM, for example, openly advocates violence against the police, evidenced by the slogan, "Pigs in a blanket, fry 'em like bacon." Mention of another of its antisocial, not to say unchristian, goals was recently quietly removed from its website, namely the destruction of the so-called nuclear family. Even the name of the organisation is deliberately deceiving. Clearly, only a few black lives actually matter to it. Those that can be exploited for propaganda purposes, namely people who have died at the hands of the police. The many thousands who are daily shot to death and otherwise murdered by the ruthless thugs that infest our inner cities are ignored by BLM. Their plight does not advance its political objective, the dismantling of the nation's law enforcement institutions. How on earth, one is compelled to ask, could Christian churches support such an enterprise that manifestly stands against everything our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us? The members of Black Lives Matter clearly do not love their neighbours as much as they love themselves, much less do they love their enemies. Indeed, they have remained tellingly silent about the 3,000 police officers injured during their violent demonstrations, nor have they offered a word of sympathy to the loved ones of the cops who have been killed. No genuine Christian could possibly contest the assertion that Black Lives Matter. Indeed, Jesus teaches us that all lives, without exception, matter. Each and every one of us on God's green earth are equally beloved in the eyes of our Creator. Yet, to point that out to BLM supporters invites harassment and even physical assault. The rationale behind BLM's rejection of the proposition that all lives matter is its espousal and propagation of critical race theory, a racial ideology that postulates that white people in general, and white men in particular, are irredeemably evil and responsible for all the ills that afflict the world. This is not simply banal, unscientific nonsense. It's a particularly evil form of racism, closely akin to the anti-Semitic racial theories that led to the murder of 6 million Jews in Nazi gas chambers during World War II. It is right and proper for churches to stand against brutality in all its manifestations, including police brutality. But supporting an organization that promotes its agenda by brute force seems a very odd way of doing so.